Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are searching for a missing teenager. 17-year-old Leslie Pantaleon was last seen by her mother last Wednesday. She was seen driving a 2006 blue Chevy Trailblazer with Alabama tag 3BF4014. Jefferson County has now passed Montgomery County for the highest number of coronavirus cases. Across the state, there are more than 36,600 confirmed cases. More than 10,000 of those cases were confirmed within the last 2 weeks. Health officials say at least 905 people have died. And Selma residents are now required to wear face masks when they're out in public. Mayor Dario Melton issued an executive order requiring that face masks be worn in the city late last week. There is a $25 fine in place for anyone found violating this order. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries, too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing, Jack?
Fine. How you doing? Are you wrestling an anaconda over there?
How'd you know? No, my bag, like, yes. Yes, I am.
There you go. Indeed.
272-9228. Welcome back. Final hour of News and Views here. News and Views from 9 till noon.
Well, Jack, have you seen where Mayor de Blasio is cutting the budget of the New York Police Department by $1 billion.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do, yeah.
$1 billion with a B.
$1 billion, and they say shootings, not by the cops, but shootings in the city this year are up 192% over last year.
Yeah.
And this dumb bastard wants to cut funding.
Yeah.
Boy, he is a real brain. He's a real brain child. My God, what an idiot.
Well, and just to give perspective, that's 15% of the police department's budget.
15%?
So, yeah, but 15% cut across the board is quite a lot.
That's a heck of a cut.
Because, you know, the new NYPD does a lot more than I think we would have to concern ourselves here in Montgomery. Like, counterterrorism, for instance, is a major part of what that city does. I mean, I don't understand where this is going.
I don't understand how everyone's crying out saying they need to be trained in, mental health issues and things like that. And then you go and cut
the budget,
a giant chunk of the budget. Well, then how are you supposed to, enact any of these new programs or, better ways to teach the police how to do their job without escalating violence? It's insane.
Right. And it looks like with Minneapolis, the more and more they go, they're going to do the same thing as police, but they'll relabel them peace officers.
That's not going to work.
Give them different uniforms or something. And a report just came out from Property Claim Services. The CEO there is saying this is the first riot and civil disorder event designated since 2015 Baltimore riots. Apparently, this is the most expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Civil unrest in the United States history. It used to be the 92 Los Angeles riots, I believe after the Rodney King incident. But it's estimated $500 million worth of damage just in Minneapolis.
Well, it's still going around in Seattle. It's still an active crime scene.
Right. Oh, and now there's a protest, speaking of de Blasio, there's a occupation whatever zone in New York City now.
Okay, so let's say Joey wants to go take over three blocks of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you have the same rights as those CHOP people to do that now?
Well, if I had their ideology, I would.
But, I mean,
I believe in freedom and everybody kind of, do what they want.
Right.
Don't hurt people, don't take their stuff. No, that's not allowed.
But once you close it off, you can hurt people and take their stuff.
Right, exactly. It's just over the top where the nation is. And I just can't by the fact that most Americans actually like this.
No, they don't. There's
even the corporations putting out all these messages that they're down with the cause. I don't think they actually mean it.
There was a billionaire, I think hedge fund guy, that announced yesterday he's leaving Washington. He's going to Texas. He's taking his employees with him if they want to go. But he said he's over it.
Well, and Jack, we started the show talking a little bit about the foreign policy stuff. There's this ongoing thing with the Russians, putting out bounties for American soldiers, giving those bounties to the Taliban. And the Democrats were just briefed on it. And apparently they were like, it's not enough. The right people didn't brief us, obviously. Of course it's not enough. The White House and now National Security Advisor O'Brien maintains that this was not verified intelligence. And that's why we didn't brief the president on it. Because it wasn't verified. It didn't get to the level of we need to bring this to the president. We were trying to figure out exactly what was going on. And then on top of that, China's body, a legal body, so to speak, the Chinese Communist Party, to put it simply, passed their national emergency law to crack down on Hong Kong protesters and Hong Kong freedom fighters. So get ready for that to be an issue in the campaign. Mm. And when I look at Russia or China, I'm going to say China is more the issue to deal with in the long run. Russia's they're an opportunist power, but they're not as big a problem for us. But the Democrats are continuing with their Russia, Russia, Russia stuff. Pelosi saying yesterday, all roads, when it comes to President Trump, all roads lead to Putin.
It's been so successful for him in the past. Let's just keep running this play.
Well, don't forget the Durham report. I think that's why they're doubling down on all this, so they can say, look, they're just being political. But I don't think Durham's just being political by any means.
And he's a Democrat.
Right.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, Jack.
Yeah, he's a Democrat, so what are they going to say?
Who?
William Barr!
A partisan witch hunt?
Yeah. Pretty much is what they're going to say.
I know, that's what they're going to say, but, yeah. I mean, it has no meaning.
Well, and, I think you're right that it's about people's pocketbooks at the end of the day. And Trump still gets pretty good marks on the economy, surprisingly enough. Even in these pretty bad polls, he gets pretty good marks on the economy. But I think the president needs to, hit our stride economically, get the economy back going, and then give the American people something sort of to look at and aspire to. I love the angle of we're going to Mars, we're going back to the moon, but apparently that's boring to people now, sending people to space.
Well, we're running our country by driving by the windshield, not looking any further down the road. So, it's got to be a hot button item, or nobody cares.
Now, here's what I think it's going to be. I think Trump is going to say, let's continue all of my agenda items I wanted before on immigration, securing the border, stopping illegal immigration. He's going to really hail the fact that he took out the terrorists, but he also hasn't gotten us involved in any major new wars. In fact, got us out of Syria after beating the caliphate.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to try to do victory laps on, we need to take on China. We were already taking on China, and this coronavirus thing opened the world's eyes to how bad the Chinese government is. And I think that's one of the things he's really going to rally people around and hit Biden on it. At the same time, I'm just wondering is that enough? And where I see the weak spot for Trump and the Republicans is healthcare, because they've never come up with a good idea for, you're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. You got the repeal part down. Where's the replacement? What's the actual goal here? And I think they're all caught flat-footed right now.
Well, yeah, they had the opportunity when we had the House and Senate, and Paul Ryan wouldn't do anything.
Right.
Something happened with him, and I can't figure it out. Somebody bought him off.
Paul Ryan?
Absolutely.
I think they really got pictures of Paul Ryan.
When I look at Paul Ryan, I don't think he ever wanted to be speaker, number one. He was sort of thrust and pushed into it after Boehner retired. And I mean this sincerely. I think Paul Ryan was always that nuts and bolts sort of numbers guy. He didn't want to be the vote counter or the guy who's rallying the troops, so to speak. And so when I saw him get out of town, it wasn't surprising to me. Maybe somebody has something on him, but I think he saw the writing on the walls. Like, I'm not the guy for this moment in terms of leadership.
Didn't want to be that lightning rod.
Right. So we'll see if the Republicans can get their stuff together. But right now it feels bad, but have a little hope. I think people will start to make sense of the campaigns as we go forward. But right now Biden's stay in the basement strategy seems to be working.
Yeah, because he's not putting his foot in his mouth.
Well, and the press is just butchering Trump every day on COVID, or it's the race stuff, and it's back and forth we go. And there have been some unforced errors. I think the Bible photo op was not great. That stupid tweet yesterday was not great. The video of the old man yelling, "White power." They're just, it's like, come on, President Trump, right. Be a little more disciplined here.
Do your damn homework.
Right.
It's not that hard.
Right. But yesterday at the press conference, Kayleigh McEnany's press briefing, a reporter actually asked, is President Trump happy that the Confederacy lost the Civil War?
I saw that.
That was a real question?
That was a real question.
From somebody that calls himself a journalist.
He's president of the United States. I think McEnany said, that's an absurd question. He's president of the United States. That's crazy. That's insane. And I think there are a lot of folks who, to quote the Democrats, little Will playing dress up. I think there are a lot of folks who do these reenactments who also salute the American flag and are glad the Union won. But they appreciate the history, too. It's just over the top. Over the top right now, but Trump's got a lot of work to do. The polls don't look great in battlegrounds, and that's even looking at the most charitable polls of the president. So he does have a lot of work to do. I think he'll be able to pull it off, but hopefully this will become, with the Durham report, a fight against Biden, against the media and political establishment. You can recapitulate the argument he made in 2016 and add to that a more focused nature on China and on getting the economy back and going again. And maybe that makes a campaign, but we'll see.
I want to know what happened to honesty and decency. When Richard Nixon was under fire for covering up the Watergate break-in, mm-hmm. I don't think he planned it. I don't think he knew about it. I've read a lot. I was a student of that issue back when I was in high school. But clearly, he wanted to nip it in the bud. But everybody on both sides of the aisle thought there was wrongdoing.
Right.
And he was punished. He had to resign. He was about to be removed from office because honesty prevailed. People didn't like that. And his own people said to him, Mr. President, there's no path for you to stay in office. So he quit. Joe Biden's son is an absolute crook. Joe Biden is a crook.
Yep.
He wanted the prosecutor looking at Burisma to lose his job. And he said, I want that son of a bitch fired before I get on my plane to go back to the United States. I'm going to be here a few more hours. Mm-hmm. And they fired the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was investigating Burisma, the company that hired Hunter Biden with Joe Biden's knowledge. Why is that not an outrage to Democrats, people who want honesty and decency in government? That one thing alone is horrible.
Well, and
it's incorrigible. And I just can't believe the Democrats are sticking up for this jackass.
Well, and if the Peter Strzok notes that came out recently in the Flynn case are true, it seems Joe Biden's the one who came up with the idea of trying to prosecute Flynn under the Logan Act.
Yeah, he's the only one old enough to remember that thing even existed.
The point being, Biden was not some passive observer of everything going on during that transition period. He suggested ways to go after the incoming administration. So,
and this guy, Flynn, is a general, a retired general who served his country honorably, nobly, and they want to go after him and ruin this man. That shows you what pieces of S-hit they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honest to God, they tried to ruin this man. And I mean, it's just, it's outrageous. The lengths that they will go to preserve their power and protect their fiefdom.
Yes.
But it's a sad commentary on this country and our leaders in Washington.
Well, and
just sad commentary.
And what the president and his team are going to have to do is start telling the story of the first 3.5-4 years of this president's tenure, start telling the entire story and refresh people's memories. And I think there are ways to do that, kind of virtual stuff and putting things online. But they got to be ready to go to start telling that narrative, because right now the narrative is being run by the establishment media because they can always go back to coronavirus and now their other favorite issue of, you know, the endemic nature of racism in the country. By the way, best-selling book in the country, Jack, White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo. And it is one of the most bat-crap, crazy books I've ever seen. The argument is astounding. It's almost cult-like and religious in its bent. That, hey, Jack, are you white?
Last time I checked.
Then you're a racist.
Yeah.
Yep. And whether you acknowledge it or don't acknowledge it, that's just an example of your fragility if you get all nervous talking about it. It's a very circular argument, catch-22 thing she uses. A Kafka trap, if y'all know the reference. It is absolutely crazy. That's the best-selling book in the country. And the left loves that this narrative right now is we have to lock down, we have to spend trillions of dollars, and we must come to terms with the original sin of the United States. Even though that original sin goes all the way back to, you know, Adam and Eve. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones before we hit a break here and talk to Alabama Wildman. Hello, sir.
Hey, I'm really enjoying your show today. Hello, Jack. How are you doing? You're not a schmuck in my book anymore.
Well, thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm just going on with you. I really enjoyed that day you had Governor Wallace's son, and I wish you'd have more shows like that. I really enjoyed that. You know a lot about the politics of the Deep South, and it was really enjoyable.
We enjoyed having George on. He's an old friend, and he was a little reluctant at first, and I'm like, hey, you know, come on, make your case for your dad. And he did, and he did a great job.
I think he did an excellent job. And, I mean, it was, I really liked them shows that you, when you invite those guests to come on there. And I wish you'd have a lot more of them. But
that's the point.
You know, I'm getting tired of, just to let you guys know, I'm getting tired of all this BS that we've got going on, this with this COVID stuff and this Black Lives Matter about statues and everything. Who gives a rat's ass about those statues or that flag? That flag was a battle flag, and these statues, they've been up for hundreds of years. Nobody's even paid attention to them. And it's just time to get on, and Trump really needs to start doing something, and especially in these major cities like Minneapolis and everything. I mean, they do. They really need to start doing something, or it's going to get bad. I mean, it's really going to get bad if they don't, especially New York City. If
there was any place, I mean,
say that again, Jack.
He's in a real tough spot, because if he intervenes militarily or with the National Guard, they're going to call him a dictator, a totalitarian, you know, the things they're going to call him. Is it even worth it?
Right.
That's my question.
Well, I think Alabama Wildman, he needs to do something, but don't respond within the frame the media and the Democrats have laid out. You go inspire people beyond the issue of the statues and COVID. Start bringing up other things that inspire the American people.
That's very true. I tell you what I think he's doing. I think he's doing like Ali used to do, rope-a-dope. He's gonna let them hang themselves. I think that's what his strategy is, actually, if you want to know the truth.
Well, that makes sense.
Not a bad strategy.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. I mean, because basically, I mean, I used to fight point karate, and a lot of times, if you let a guy think that he's got the upper hand, and a lot of times he'll let his guard down. And a lot of times it's easier to go in and get the point. But I just want to let you guys know I'm enjoying your show. Hey, let's keep it up. And, hey, Jack, bring some more guests on. I mean, I really
We're working on it, Wild Man. We really are. People are kind of reluctant to come in. And you lose something when folks call in.
Right.
But I've lined some people up. So thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you, sir.
Two things, and I'm going to let you go real quick. I'd like to get everybody's opinion on Dan Cathy's statement, what he made about white people should shine shoes. I mean, yeah, shine black people's shoes. And also the governor's big thing about the stay-at-home orders. I don't really think this is going to work.
Well, if you go out in Montgomery and go out to eat like I do, everybody's respectful. All the employees of every place I've been are wearing masks. People that walk in have on masks. So I'm not sure what effect this stay-in-shelter order is going to do.
What she extended was safer at home. We're not going back to lockdowns.
Safer for all. I'm sorry.
It's just all verbiage. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
Thank you.
Right. Anyway, guys, I'll talk to you later.
All right,
thanks. Thanks.
Well, when it comes to this safer at home thing, they're still making all the plans of starting schools and everything back up. That's not very far away from now. So is that going to conflict with the safer at home policies?
It shouldn't. I don't understand. When you look at the numbers, the people dying, we can understand who's the vulnerable population. And when you look at kids in particular, I think what they're going to do, right, is you can go back to school if you like, but they're going to give you an at-home option,
yeah,
I believe.
Correct. But you're right about, you know, the kids, to me, kids' immune system of anyone's is better off.
Right.
But they're putting that fear in everybody. So if I've got a kid in public school or private school, I would, just because of the fear-mongering that's happening, I would be second-guessed to send my kid back. And I think that's based on not factual information. It's based on these crazy numbers and rumor mill and everything else.
Yeah.
But when it comes to your kid, you're going to err on the side of safety.
No, we're going to have to stay vigilant and keep an eye out for it. But like I said, more case numbers is not surprising to me.
No, it shouldn't surprise anyone.
And I, from at least state officials, we're going to be able to surge and flex and be able to meet capacity demands on the medical system. If not, then I'm wondering, why did we lock down for so long? What were we doing?
What did we do? Right.
But 272-9228, let's go to Captain John. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
All right, Captain. How you doing?
How you doing?
Doing darn good. I had a comment regarding your earlier dialogue about the New York City reducing the police department budget.
Yeah.
You know, I drive the big bus, ain't worked since March. However, I do take New York tours up there regular and drive a big bus up there in New York around the Empire State Building, 9/11, just the theaters and all those areas. And my experience up there, I spent a lot of time, you know, on the streets waiting on people, and they have a lot of officers walking the beats in right. a city like that. They're on the corners. They're everywhere. There's a lot of them. And, you know, they're reluctant to get involved. And I was surprised they even had some verbals with some other drivers and construction people, things like that. And they just don't, it has to get physical, and then they call back up usually before they get involved. So if they kill the budget, that's just going to strain their force that much more. It's a big tourist city. You know, they get a lot of their money from tourism.
That's what I was thinking. It would remove a lot of those cops off the beat.
I think because of this development, but generally what happened with COVID-19 in New York City, the amount of death, the amount, how long the lockdowns were in place, the threat it's always going to come back with that mayor there. I'll put it this way. I think there's going to be a mass exodus out of New York City, same with other major urban areas. I imagine people will be moving when they can.
Well, I know a lot of companies were transferring. Tuberville's son works in New York, and
right.
if you remember right, I don't remember the day, but they told him basically, pack up and go home. We'll call you when we need you.
Right. I think there's so going to be a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's maybe not even feasible, and it's such a shame because in some cases, it's small businesses that took a decade or two to get going.
No, man.
And people's livelihoods are now gone, and they're going to have to start over probably somewhere else.
Well, restaurants, to me, are one of the hardest ones hit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just wanted to interject a little bit. That's all I got.
Thanks, Captain John.
Hey, take care, Captain.
All right. You too, bud.
272-9228. Billy, welcome to News and Views.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, Billy.
You know, and I don't know how hard this would be, but to put an end to all of this, put an end to it, which would ensure that this discussion wouldn't be taking place 30, 40, 50 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the term limits on everybody holding office. Everybody in Washington, D.C. Everybody, every member of Congress, everybody, every senator, whatever. Just every person up there, give them term limits. How hard is that to get that done?
I agree. Very, 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 very hard. Because they're the guys that are going to have to vote on.
Right.
Putting term limits in, and they're all protecting their own asses, so it'll never happen.
Same with raises, too, right, Jack?
That goes back to Trump being on an island right now, you know, and why you're not going to have no Republicans stand up with the balls to take up for this man. And if I was him, I'd do exactly what you said. I'd call all these jokers in to the White House, and I would grill their butts, and I would make I'd make their lives hard. I'd definitely do it. But until then, fellas, won't nothing change. I mean, your talk show, I could disappear and come back 50 years from now and turn it back on. We'll be talking about the same stuff, regardless if it's a Democrat in office, if there's still a country, you know. But
And Billy, to your point, that's what worries me the most. There have been things that we could do, you know, going to the left or the right, but things we could do to accomplish the big goal, like immigration. That problem's been staring us in the face ever since Reagan made that deal with Tip O'Neill. I mean, think about the debt and deficits. Ever since W got in the House, it's been a mess. Our monetary policy is, I think, a mess. Mm-hmm. Our foreign policy is still kind of on autopilot and by media freakout. There's all these big issues that we refuse to tackle, and they throw a bunch of red meat out to the populace. It's just frustrating.
Well, maybe. And I might sound crazy for saying this, but maybe all of us law-abiding, tax-paying, gun-owning citizens of this country, maybe we need to take a page from Black Lives Matter, and let's start going to the streets, let's start rioting, and let's start burning down stuff in Washington, D.C. Let's go, let's kick the front doors in up there at the White House, get these sorry-ass people up, and drag their asses out on Main Street and hold them accountable. Let's get out the tar and feathers.
I'm all about
that. I'm Trump's biggest ace in the hole is to say to these guys, I really need you. You've got to be on board. You've got to support my policies. And if you don't, I'm going to campaign against you.
Right.
Yeah.
But now the problem is all the primaries are over. So that would mean campaigning for Democrats, which he can't do now. He could have done it in the primary.
Well, and
that's
Billy,
what I think he should have done.
As far as taking it to the streets, Billy, and tar and feather folks, I'm more, in all seriousness, love the idea of a tax revolt if you get people together to just say, hey, we ain't throwing our money at you anymore. I like that idea. I think that would get their attention pretty quick. But as far as like public punishment, so
one
to speak,
good tar and feathering session, Joey.
Right.
We got everybody
I've
in line.
Talked at length. I've got a paddle here in the studio. I don't know how I feel about corporal punishment at a school, but I think if politicians break certain, say, ethical rules or certain norms, they should be paddled publicly on national TV for everybody to see. I thought that was a good idea for a while, but yeah, but think about it. Like, think of Lindsey Graham. I think he might enjoy it, just get in trouble on purpose.
He'd be walking out in his fetish suit.
We got to do something, anyway, Billy. You're right.
It's not going to change. I'm telling you right now, it's not. And it's not going to get any better. There are things now that have been put in place right underneath our noses when our parents were in their 20s, in their 30s, when they were out living their life, not really keeping up with what was going on with our government. They didn't care, you know, and it happened with us. And all this stuff has been put in the motion right underneath our noses. And I'll be honest, there's not a damn thing that we can do about it right now.
And when it were that frustrating, the system seems against us, what can you do? You work on yourself. You make sure you got good friends, good family. You prepare yourself for the worst. If we can't fix the system, we can at least fix ourselves.
And you keep plenty of ammunition and you keep it close. You stay locked and loaded.
Yeah, brother. You might be the next Dockers guy out there defending his brother.
Hey, they broke his gate, man.
Well, you think he could buy pants that fit, though. Billy, I appreciate the call. Thank you, man.
I don't know. He just brought up the fact about ammunition. I've been wanting to tell you. I don't know if you looked at ammunition shelves here lately in town. Pretty vacant.
Oh yeah, very vacant. Much so. I think my grandfather was, one of them was telling me that there's a guy he knows that has fully stocked at his own place.
I don't know your grandpa.
Some of the shops were actually going to his friends saying, hey, can we buy some ammo off you on loan? We'll refurbish it later when supply comes back. But yeah, they're going to big owners right now.
Yeah, I went to Academy to get some .223 ammo.
We got to hit another break here. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. This hour, News and Views, brought to you by Cole Plumbing. Their number's 279-8919, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. That's right. And they have this fancy and very effective proprietary pipelining technology that allows them to get in there and fix your plumbing problem, big or small, with precision and minimal discomfort to you and your home. They're going to have to dig up a huge hole, tear out all that drywall. They can, again, do it with precision with this unique technology to their business. You can also ask them about their tankless water heater technology. Save that number in your phone. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Good one,
there
Jack.
You go. I like that, Jack.
I like that.
You're melodious today.
Yeah. Big word.
Yeah. Not like it gives me any more money in my wallet.
But I can't say it unless you can spell it.
Melody.
That's the cardinal rule.
More News and Views when we come back. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
Eddie and Tim here in the house. We'll be right back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Barry Moore, a proven conservative leader that has supported President Trump since day one. Barry Moore has been endorsed by the Club for Growth, Eagle Forum, American Workers Coalition, Conservative Christians of Alabama, and the House Freedom Fund, with support from members like Representatives Andy Biggs and Jim Jordan. Barry Moore is a veteran who is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, believes in protecting our borders, and bringing back American jobs. On July 14th, vote Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
This is Ray Bowles at Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our summer sales event going on now. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring. We've got red-hot deals on all carpet, laminate, and vinyl plank. Plus, receive half-off pet pad. Call for your free measurement today at 285-8117. You can save thousands, plus receive interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Don't miss this red-hot summer sale going on now at Prattville Carpet. Call us today at 285-8117.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The chances of you encountering one of those afternoon or evening storms will get better and better over the next few days. Today, high temperature in the lower 90s, very humid, heat index near or above 100 again. Random, scattered afternoon and evening storms will be a little bit more numerous than they were yesterday. They'll fade out tonight, and even the nights will be like a steam bath. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and the 4th of July, Saturday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening. So be flexible and have a plan B. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell live from his kitchen. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm well. Eddie Bader in the house. Intern the Tim manning the phones. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Before we go to the phones, though, let's share that story we were just talking about off air. This is a Washington Post editor, right, Eddie?
Yes.
And she had to delete some tweets that, of course, people screenshotted before they were deleted. And she said something to the effect, she's a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
She said something to the effect of, white women should be thankful we're only calling you Karen.
Right.
It's a good thing we're not calling for revenge.
Yeah.
What in the world?
I'm trying to pull the story up now, but she... it's hard to defend that, to say the least, and especially to call yourself not racist.
Right.
And then you're going to put that out there.
You know, she's a senior editor at the Washington Post. Ironically, her name is also Karen.
yes.
And, yeah, she's basically calling for revenge against an entire class of people, white women.
That's an ugly, ugly thing to be supporting.
The lies and tears of white women hath brought the 1921 Tulsa massacre, the murder of Emmett Till, exclusion of black women from the feminist movement, 53% of white women voting for Trump. That's an issue.
Oh.
And white women are, yeah, that's, then she comes out with a quote, white women are lucky that we are just calling them Karens.
And not calling for revenge.
And not actually calling for revenge.
Yeah, class guilt and vengeance along racial lines sounds like the land of the free and home of the brave to me.
Now, how would you ever put this person in charge of your newspaper?
Well, this is what's happening. We thought all this crazy crap would stay on college campuses. Nope. They've graduated, and they're now running newspapers, and they're on corporate boards.
Yeah, I have a question. Is this woman still employed by the Washington
Post? Yes,
she probably got a little badge.
That's a hell of a statement.
She got a little badge of honor, probably, for typing that.
She finally deleted the tweet, I guess, but she put it back out there and then deleted it again.
Why are people screaming that she ought to be fired? She ought to lose her job. If a white person did it, by God, they'd be gone in 5 minutes. Let's not have a double standard here.
They'd be gone. Their address would be all over the internet. They'd be after their kids.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, they'd
this
be on the
woman is irresponsible. That's a very irresponsible statement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very irresponsible.
Very irresponsible. She ought to be fired.
Well, and it's also incredibly dumb. And that's it kind of hit me last night. I'm looking at everything going on. I'm like, how did we get so dumb? The nincompoopery.
Well, it's incendiary.
Well,
yeah.
What I would like to ask her, what were you trying to accomplish with this statement? Were you trying to try to get the crowd riled up? Were you just simply telling white people, you're lucky, you know, I'm not madder than I am? What are you trying to do? There's no peaceful thing that could come out of this. Not one good thing.
Right. We'll see. But, you know, standing up for individualism and holding people accountable and presuming innocence, you know, these are all just, you know, racist concepts, apparently, according to the new left, woke people. Good God. It's so dumb.
If being woke is in vogue, I want to go back to damn sleep.
Just a dream, call me a dreamer too, Jack. Let's dream together, America. Some sappy crap like that. But 272-9228, let's go to Flower Child. Hey, Flower Child.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Flower Child?
All right. Jack, you know who's going to be the first two people that go to the re-education camp? It's going to be you and me.
Damn camp.
He didn't like camp as a kid.
Hell no.
You didn't like sweating in your bed at night and no air conditioning.
I've had it with all this stuff.
It's crazy.
You know, that guy had a wonderful idea about the term limit.
Right.
But we have to demand it from our politicians. You know, they should have the same insurance that we have. They should have the same retirement plans that we have. You know, the same benefits and et cetera. But no, we just send them up there like, okay, y'all have good speakers and everything, and, you know, and we're just going to trust you. And then they always disappoint us. But all this stuff
is
going to stop
us. People argue all the time. We do have term limits. Every 2 years there's a congressional election. And every 6 years, your U.S. senator is up. The problem is, and even though that's true, incumbents have an incredibly unfair advantage because they get all of that Washington money.
Yep. Uh-huh.
They're all at the lobbyist trough.
And, that's right.
And that's how they stay in power.
But here's what I worry about with term limits is that the deep state, the administrative state, will be really running things as new elected folks come in, and they're not quite, you know, ready to know where all the levers of power are and actually clean things up.
But that being said, isn't that happening already?
It
just
it is. So no, and I'm not against term limits. I would just suggest it's not a silver bullet.
Oh no, definitely not.
And it could have some downside.
Well,
and
no, I agree.
The thing about term limits that I don't like is it takes the place of lazy voters. They are term limits. If we, you know, we all know that voting is the greatest right that we could have in the U.S. But look at the low number turnouts.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't take it seriously. And I don't think we should make it easier, mail-in ballots and all that. No, I think it should be educated more to us that we're lucky we have that. And it is your duty as a citizen to vote. I know you don't like that, Joey, but it's your duty.
No, I actually do want to take a little thing, a little bit with you, fight a little bit here. For instance, I don't think voting is our greatest right. I think the greatest rights are found in that First Amendment, that Second Amendment.
That you get to exercise by voting?
No.
I think voting
didn't get that because of a vote.
More than a right.
Hmm?
I think voting is a privilege. More than a right.
Right. To be pedantic, it's a civil right.
Right.
When you interact, you have a share in the say of what power is going to do. But I think that is actually a huge part of the problem. We're forgetting we're a republic, a constitutional order, a republic form of government where we protect the individual rights and the individual's the smallest minority on earth. And now it's more and more about voting and getting out the vote, and that's important.
Mm-hmm.
But I worry that now a lot of folks are saying, doesn't matter what the Bill of Rights says. It's whatever the majority wants.
No.
And that is a dangerous, dangerous right.
Oh, I agree with that.
What else did you want to cover, Flower Child? We butted in.
No, that's okay. I agree, Joey. We're a republic. We're not a democracy.
Right.
You know, and Trump is trying to get rid of the rhinos. I mean, he got rid of Bob Coker and Jeff Flake.
Mm-hmm.
And he got rid of Paul Ryan, Jack. I mean, Paul Ryan was too young. He didn't walk away. What did he do? He went over to Fox News. You're going to see real soon that the next night that they start pulling out is some of these rhinos going against Trump or not standing up for him.
Well, and Paul Ryan should have learned immediately. He put out a budget that balanced by 2044. And what did the Democrats do?
Right.
Yeah, 2044. What a bold plan, Paul. But what did the Democrats do? They ran that ad of Paul Ryan, a lookalike, throwing Granny off the cliff. So you should have learned right then, Paul Ryan, that they are going to play hardball.
They don't play fair.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, the people that stand behind Mitch McConnell, like Portman and Roy Blunt and John Cornyn, they're just the rhinos. Right then and there, just like Nancy Pelosi's got her little merry band of people, you know, with Adam Schiff and Nadler. Anybody that stands behind either one of those leaders, in my opinion, is they're not to be public servants.
Well, that's why I think
themselves.
You and I both, Flower Child, can't wait to see what John Durham has been actually doing.
Oh, my gosh, you just won't even believe what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump's going to get rid of more. I mean, because, like, Richard Burr had already announced, even before this insider trading mess came up, he already said he wasn't running again. And so, I mean, Trump just can't go and get rid of every senator because the Senate is so important because of impeachment and judges and Supreme Court people.
And as much as we focus on the presidential race coming up, there is a massive battle for the Senate right now. It really is up in the air.
Yeah, and I just think you really need to vet who and what they're standing for before you vote for them, you know. But
there's that veiled endorsement of Jeff Sessions.
Hey,
you're so slick, Flower Child.
I learned it from you, Jack.
I'm sure you did, Precious.
To the colors, is that possible at all?
Is it possible?
Yes, it's possible. I'll send it to Joey here in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Joey, did you? One last question. Did I finally successfully send you that D5 decode thing?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. I now know your real name.
Ooh.
I told you. You know, I could not. I have an email address that says Flower Child on my phone, and I could not get it to send that I don't want to say just big of a video, you know.
Right.
But it just wouldn't go. So I tried the back door it, and still it didn't work. I said, get rid of my real name. Bye.
Bye, Flower Child.
So how did it come to you, Joey? Helen Keller?
Yeah. Yeah, that's her name. Yeah. Helen Keller's her name. Yeah. Good.
How did that's you what know?
272-9228. Johnny, Ole Miss, Sam, hold your positions. More news and views when we come back. Last break of the program.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Metro Fitness is here to serve all your fitness needs. We're welcoming summer with a great 3-month membership special that includes all the gym has to offer with no hidden fees. Come experience our variety in group fitness classes, the walking track, steam room, sauna, and the functional fitness zone. We're following all the new guidelines set down by the Department of Public Health, so your safety is our priority. Come be a part of our Metro family in this great 3-month offer. MetroFitness.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio. 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Closing out the program here, 272-9228. Stay tuned. Dan Moore Show coming up. Again, this part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Not only can you get 50% off here for the month of June on all those videotape or old films transferred to DVD or digital file, Dan Black Studios can also transfer old music like tape cassettes or CDs to a thumb drive for your new car stereo. They can also do video production for you from the ground up. Whether a TV ad, online branding video, or just maybe a video for fun, they can edit video for you, restore, preserve any old video and photos. Dan Black Studios does it all. Been in business 38 years here in the River Region, so y'all support a great local business. And again, 50% off for News and Views listeners on all those video transfers when you call 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios. Been a great sponsor here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Well, Jack, we have one more caller here named Johnny. Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
Hey, Johnny.
Good. I know we're running short of time. I would like to comment to you and to Flower Child and the caller previous to that about term limits.
Yes, sir.
Politicians. I don't have time to go into it in depth, but I'll just simply say they need to investigate Barry Moore. They need to look who he is, what he is, and what he is running for. He is a firm believer of term limits. He's been in the House, State House, from 2010 to 2018, but now the Trump people have asked Barry to run for the U.S. House, mm-hmm. and he is still promoting term limits. So that means that when he gets in the House, of the U.S. House, he will still go for term limits.
Yep.
He will limit himself to term limits.
Yeah, we've actually had the chance to talk to Barry about that quite a bit here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Flower Child was right. I believe she made a comment about people who don't investigate who they're running for, don't know who they're voting for. People need to thoroughly investigate Barry Moore's opponent. What I don't understand is some of the stuff on him, like his government fraud case was put out prior to the primary, and yet he came in first. Well, now that information is still laying out there. Club for Growth, not Barry Moore himself or his campaign people or committee, but Club for Growth has put out information that from 2003 to 2018, Jeff Komen has been funding the Democratic Party. He did not donate any of all the thousands he did. Donated to the Democratic Party. He did not donate any money when Trump ran in 2016. But now he's calling himself a Republican and a Trump man.
Yeah, I got the flyer the other day. They're slick, aren't they? Him riding on that donkey, mm-hmm. that jackass with all the dollars on
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
That's all. That is the Club for Growth people.
Yes, sir.
Who are feeding us information on Jeff Komen.
Yeah, we've been following this pretty closely, haven't we, Jack? I mean,
yeah, we have.
This has been a weird cycle, Johnny, because it's gone on for so long with COVID-19. But appreciate you calling and bringing all that stuff up. Good call.
Thank you very much. Enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
Well, I guess that does it for us today.
Good Your show, Joey.
News and views from 9 to noon. Yeah,
it's Tim, Jack, that was a great show.
A lot of stuff all over the place, but, you know, China, Russia, COVID-19, crazy idiots wanting vengeance on a class collective basis. Like, well, that's what it is to me now. It's like, it's not even upsetting. It's just so dumb. Just so dumb.
But when you think it can't get any dumber.
Oh, they find new levels of idiocy. That's all. That's for sure. Nitwits and nincompoops.
Lots of them.
Well, Jack, good seeing you, and I guess we'll talk tomorrow.
Yes, if not before.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yeah, call me if you need anything. Well, not anything, most
things. Vice versa.
Yeah, most things, not everything. I mean, you're a big boy. You can take care of yourself.
How you doing? See y'all.
See you, Jack. Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, guys.
Y'all stay tuned. Dan Morris is next.